Today's a big day here at ECNN. It is the day for the annual Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance in West Plains, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, and Hearst Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer, West Plains, Ava, and Mountain Home. Country Cures for Kids St. Jude Radiothon. The radio runs until 10 o'clock tonight. Everyone is encouraged to call in and become a partner in hope. 417-264-7063 or toll free at 1-800-963-4673. A woman from Cabot, Arkansas has been arrested in Sharp County. 27-year-old Stasha Rashaw Martin was arrested for her involvement in a robbery in rural Sharp County in September of 2020. Martin and her parents, Silas and Angel Freeman, allegedly robbed the victim at knife point and gunpoint near Peebles Bluff. They stole the victim's vehicle. Martin was charged with aggravated robbery and theft of property. She was taken to Sharp County Detention Center after she completed a sentence in West Memphis for unrelated charges. No one was injured in an accident involving a school bus Tuesday in Lawrence County. A Hoxie school bus was involved in the accident. Students were checked by responders and medics on the scene before they were taken to school. The accident is being investigated by the Arkansas State Police. Thayer City Council met last night for the regular monthly meeting at City Hall. During the meeting, the council approved the six-month financial report and the 2022-2023 audits. Those audits can be seen at cityofthayermo.com. The council also approved City Clerk Brent Collins attending the MOCC FOA Spring Institute. The council approved moving the March meeting to March 17th and approved the town hall meeting for March the 3rd at the Thayer High School. The City Council approved a bid from County Line Restoration for a concrete pad for the dog pound. The council then discussed and approved putting decals on city vehicles and buildings. They also approved the repair bill for Vic Watson's bathroom at $1,701. Mayor Donna Martin then updated everyone on the Jordan's project.
We have received the permit to take care of the retention pond there on the side of the property. That was something MoDOT really didn't want there, but they've drawn a conclusion, an agreement that we can put a fence on that retention pond and that it will be okay for it to be there. Mr. Modaleski was able to get a permit for something he needed on the driveway on the Highway 19 side, and that has been secured. We are still waiting for the permit for the ride-in, ride-out to Highway 63.
She also gave an update on the effort to get a signal light at 63 and 19.
At the current time, I've halted that conversation for more than one reason. One of the things that I'm dealing with right now, I spent some time on the phone with a gentleman from MoDOT, and he suggested that a stoplight is not what's needed there. He said that there will be a lot of wrecks when the stoplight is added. So I asked him what the solution was, and he said a roundabout, which I can't in my mind imagine a roundabout and semi-trucks. So my thought process too, and everyone feel free to add their two cents, but if I'm a truck driver and I'm on a schedule and I need to get off that road, there needs to be a light there to stop traffic to allow me to enter the road safely.
The next city council meeting is set for March 17th, 5:30 at City Hall. Hoxie has a new mayor. Tim Taylor was appointed as mayor last night after an executive session of the city council. Taylor had been serving as mayor pro tem. He was appointed after the current mayor resigned last month. He'll serve as mayor through the end of the year.